Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall. And for eternity, we wed ourselves to life.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at him at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We will run a full fight. We have an explosion and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio.
from Greensboro, North Carolina, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope well. I see our phone lines. We've got about 45 callers on the line tonight. Got a few people in the chat room, between 10 and 20 people in the chat box. I always tell people, hey, you want to remain anonymous, just go into the chat room and, you know, pick a username and type your question in there. I'll be more than happy to talk about it. And I thank my usual supporters that are on the line tonight. I know I got Mike out in Wisconsin. I got Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. I got Bridget in Reidsville, North Carolina. Peter from San Diego, California. So I thank you guys for always continuing to support the show and help me along. But tonight, I pose a lot of questions to people out there. You know, everyone's talking about the Republican convention and national debate we had. Trump just won South Carolina. And there's a lot of Trump bashers out there who say, you know, he's crazy and he's going to put us into World War III. And he's just an angry man, and the people who are voting for him are who are angry. Well, you're damn right we're angry. We're sick and tired of being screwed over by this criminal government. Hillary Clinton, how could you vote for someone who's supposed to be indicted, okay, criminal, who allowed national security emails go out over the servers for everyone to see, our enemies to see, okay? What happened to that? We don't hear anything about that any longer, do we? Because we know Hillary, the Clintons, are a criminal family. Hey, so are the Bushes. We know. I'm glad Jeb Bush dropped out of the race. Oh, I got so sick and tired of looking at his ugly face. That guy, what a criminal. How about that video that was up there on YouTube where they asked him about 28 pages from the 9/11 report that was missing? And the guy asks him, he says, wouldn't you like to see the 28 pages that were sealed or classified be released? He's like, yeah, sure, you got them? What a jackass that guy is, huh? The Bush. I'm glad. Hopefully this is the last we will ever see of the Bush. The Bush is, okay? A criminal family. Criminals. Pure criminals. And the Clintons are no better. And neither is Obama, so don't think I'm a Democrat. Republican, Democrats. It's the same side of the two sides of the coin. Now listen, Trump, I do believe, I did not support Trump, and those of you who supported this show and listened in months prior, I did not support him. I actually bashed him a little bit in the beginning. We played several videos, and hey, everyone has a right to change their mind. I honestly believe now Trump is our best option to try to kickstart, to try to restore the republic, okay? Hey, everyone has a right to change their mind. And I changed my mind. I believe Trump. I was a Rand Paul supporter. I'm not going to lie to you. Everyone knows that. I supported Ron Paul. But Rand Paul is no longer in the race. And Trump is the front runner. And I'm not supporting him just because he's the front runner. But he speaks his mind. And if the establishment hates him, then you know what? He must be doing something right. That's how I look at it. So on Sunday, I know there were several people in the chat room that logged in after the show and had questions. I don't know if they're there again tonight. Hey, you have a right to call into the show or type into the chat box. I always say, everyone has a voice on this program. If you have something to say or you have an issue or a story you want to share, the floor is yours. Porters know that also. I'm not like other blog talk shows where I just say what I got to say and I block you and not allow you to voice, even if you disagree with me. And we've had other people on this show come on to this show and disagree with me, and I will give you your fair time to say what you have to say. But we are 100% live. I don't screen callers at all. Once I connect you, you are live. You say what you got to say. So the phone number is 657-383-0616. All you got to do is press 1. I've got about 48 callers on the line right now. And I will scroll through the phone numbers, and there'll be a question mark that will appear next to your phone number, and I will be glad to connect you, okay? So I know Joe in Meriden, he always participates, and I know in Joe in Sebastian, Florida, he likes to participate, but I like to try new callers, so I'm going to go ahead and connect one. I got one there. He called in pretty early tonight because I can only hold 50 callers. That's all I can hold on my screen, okay? So if you can't get through, or if you're waiting, please, just be patient, and I will get to you. So area code 630. I'm going to go ahead and connect this individual right now. Hey, how you doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Excellent. I found you on the InfoWars site, and so this is the first few minutes I've ever heard your voice, and it's phenomenal. You're doing great. And
I'm
with
you.
I was a big Ron Paul supporter. Rand was a little flimsy, but, you know, Trump is really exciting, and I'm in Nevada tomorrow. Tomorrow Trump's going to be here. He's going to be in an arena. And then, of course, the caucus the following day, Tuesday.
What do you think about what I said, though? You know, we all know, look, Republican, Democrat, none of it matters. And you know that, because if you're an InfoWars supporter, you listen to Alex Jones and the alternative media, so you're well informed. You know what's going on. I mean, what do you think about, if we get Trump in there, do you really think he could change the United States Corporation? I mean, can he really restore the republic, or are they going to whack the guy? If you know, pretty blunt, I'm just going to tell you the truth, you know? What do you think, in your opinion? How far can he go to change things?
Well, I think he probably has his own security in place in addition to the Secret Service. At least you got to hope so. He certainly can afford it. But, yeah, I mean, I'd say if there was one person in this world likely to get clipped, it would be Donald Trump. I mean, there must be hundreds of people out looking to kill him. Absolutely.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I mean, there's probably people out there who want to kill me. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we did a show about the hate mail I get on this show. And like you said, you're obviously you support and you like what I say, but there's people out there who don't like what I say. And you're right, there's a lot of wackos out there, but... And we got to pray for him, you know. We got to pray for Trump. Like John F. Kennedy, we know he was the last great president we really had who tried to change things. Well, Reagan, he tried, but they put one in his chest and he shut up pretty quick. But you know, we got to right, and we have to pray for Trump. We really do, because if he can restore this republic, abolish the Federal Reserve, or audit the Federal Reserve, so we know the crimes that they've committed over the 100 years they've been in place. 103 years they've been in place now. We can maybe get some traction and restore this country to something that it was meant to be, or like it once was. Because today, we're nothing. I mean, we're like Trump said, we're losers. We lose at everything now. You understand where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what makes it easy, if there's anybody undecided who's listening, nobody's totally thrilled with every aspect of Trump. However, if you look at the quality of the people that are backing him, Alex Jones just being one example, Jerome Corsi came out early and endorsed Trump and said he's the real deal, when people like you and I were saying, oh, this guy was pro-abortion last year. He gave money to Hillary Clinton. We didn't like him. We were leery about him. He's got the right people around him supporting him. The best people are supporting Trump.
Hey, you're
and
absolutely
that
correct.
Makes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad what you said, because you're right. You see, you're like me in the beginning. I bashed the guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you and be a pretender, you know. But now, like you said, he has the right people around him. He's saying the right things, and he acts like he's doing the right thing. He has the right people around him. So, hey, what are we going to do? We got to support the guy to try to make a change, because look where we're at right now. The country's going to hell in a handbasket so fast. We don't know what to do. We're drowning. So we got to make a change.
Yeah, and every once in a while he runs his mouth like he wants to assassinate Edward Snowden. He probably hasn't thought all this stuff through, but like you said, he's got the right people around him. So he's going to understand something, you know, that Edward Snowden's a hero. He probably doesn't know enough about it, but, you know, the right people will explain it to him.
You're absolutely correct, sir. Hey, I appreciate you calling in tonight. And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm in Vegas. That's the Chicago area code. I moved out to Vegas.
Okay. Well, we broadcast out of Greensboro, North Carolina. So yeah, we have international callers sometimes. But hey, in Nevada, you're the first person I've ever had call in from Nevada. So I thank you. I appreciate it. And
hey,
I can be your
man on the street tomorrow for the Trump rally, and then the next day for the caucus if you need it. So
hey, you know what? If you can, our next show is on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, if you want to go out there and give and tell my listeners, because we have lots of listeners out there around the country and in Europe. that would like to hear what you have to say. So if you could check in with us Thursday night at 6 p.m., that would really be great. I appreciate it.
I sure will. That sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless. Take care. Be safe out there. Okay. Hey, that was great. Another caller from Nevada. He's going to go out there and, he's got his ears to the ground. He's paying attention to what's going on. You know, he sees my comments out there on the internet. And hey, that's a brave person, because a lot of people talk a good game, but they don't follow through and call into the show and say what they got to say. But that's what we need out there, folks. We need people out there willing to participate and to come out and have a voice and say what's on their mind. Because without you, I don't have a show, just like you said about Alex Jones. Maybe a lot of people out there, they think Alex Jones is fake. But you know what brings a lot of important information to the forefront that we can use and we all know is true. Is true. Because we can go back. Hey, if you want to be a sheep and just listen to what people have to say and not investigate it, then you cannot go back and criticize that individual and say, he's phony. You got to go back and investigate. Just like me. Check out what I'm talking about when I talk about the Federal Reserve and I start talking about the history of this country. Go back and analyze it and check out true history and see if I'm telling the truth. Just like the last individual called in. Like I said, he is obviously well-informed and he understands what's going on. So that's why I invited him back to say, hey, call back on Thursday. I'll make sure I'll recognize his number. I'll keep him anonymous if he wants. And we'll put them through on Thursday. Our show is Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If there's anyone else out there who wants to contribute, I know I have several supporters out there. If Mike out in Wisconsin, if he wants to give me an update about his sister who was supposed to come on this show and talk about the nursing and the Alzheimer's problem we have, I'd be more than happy to listen to what he has to say. So all you have to do is press 1. And I'll go ahead and connect you. I got Joe from Meriden, Connecticut. I'm going to go ahead and connect him right now. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm
How
here.
You doing?
I'm here. This is going to be quick. I got dogs barking and everything else. But you're talking about Trump and everything like this. You know, there are men out there that hate women. There are women out there that hate men. There's a white race that hates the black race. It's the black race that hates the white race. It's because they're not informed, they're not intelligent enough, and they're listening to what they've been told all their life, or possibly things that have happened to them. And the same is true with Trump and Hillary. They're going to vote for Hillary because she's a woman, and that's the only reason. They're overlooking the fact that she put the entire country in jeopardy. Trump is good because he speaks his mind. It's not right, but you know what? He can say what he wants because we're in America. And I think everybody appreciates Trump. And you know what? He definitely can't do a worse job.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And like you said, what did you say? I believe you called in, a few weeks ago, and you said presidents are, what your quote was, presidents are selected, not elected. And look what we saw in New Hampshire with these super delegates. Where the hell... You know what? I went back and I looked at a lot of videos and all the past elections, like 2012, 2008, or 2004, and I looked up to see if these super delegates were ever mentioned in any type of video on YouTube or across the internet, and they weren't. Where do these super delegates come from? All of a sudden, Hillary has super delegates supporting her. You know, so you're right. Presidents are selected, not elected. So what you said was true.
Right, because you don't know how the delegates are going to vote. Supposedly your vote is going to be for the delegates and everything, and they're going to do the voting for you. And again, we're going to go, Bush lost Florida, and after the two recounts, you know what? He won it. So, you know, there's no – we were talking about Hillary and Benghazi and everything like this. Look what went on over there. You can't get the truth out of her no matter what. So do you think you'd get a truth out of anybody if they somehow got an extra delegate on their side? Because some states, you get what you get. Some states are winner take all. So some states, it's just a matter of one maybe.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And what they were talking about in Nevada, like where that last caller was from, where they had the Hillary and Sanders vote last night, where they allowed unregistered voters in to begin the caucus you know, hearings to, you know, to put forward their votes. They weren't even registered, a lot of them that went in there. And they said, well, they're going to register afterwards. How could you register after you cast your vote? Or how could, in the caucuses, how could you do that? This is actually, this is criminal.
Well, it's look at that judge Scalia or whatever out in Texas that everyone's up in arms about and everything. And you say that's criminal. Well, you know, they're not even. I haven't heard any statements about what happened to him, except that I'm not answering statements. Go talk to the newspaper.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the Supreme Court justice that was I'm going to tell you right now, I believe he was murdered. And, you know, in my opinion, let's just say that, in my opinion, he was murdered from what I heard. I wasn't there. I didn't see what happened. And like you just said, there's no evidence or reports that we can substantiate that can bring the truth about. But we do know, for instance, like, let's go back and refer to the InfoWars site, Alex Jones. He talked about where he sent reporters down there. They couldn't get any answers. And there was, after someone is found dead, especially of the stature of that individual, a Supreme Court justice, when they are found dead, there's supposed to be an autopsy done on the body. There was not. And I can go over several other things and inconsistencies with what happened. But like you said, you know, how are we going to find the truth? Where's the truth at? We don't know. What am I going to do, fly down there and investigate it? No, I depend on listeners like you and everyone who are around the country to tell me what's going on, because I'm not going to travel around the country to find out what's really going on, and because I'm not going to find out, because the truth, well, you're never going to find the truth. And that's disgusting, and that's why we get back to the election process that we're having now with Trump. Like the last caller was talking about, Trump is our only option. And really, he surrounds himself around people that are honest and forefront, that want to do the things like Ron Paul and Rand Paul wanted to do, and like us in the Patriot movement or in the InfoWar community that want to, you know, inform people of the truth of what's really going on in this country. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, you talked about how the people don't like Trump, what he's doing, everything, so he must be good. I believe they did that with the Federal Reserve Act, too, because the first time they tried to pass the Federal Reserve Act through, it failed. And the second time, of course, they passed it in the middle of the night, but supposedly they got the banks on their side and everything. But a little bit about Trump and a little bit about Judge Scalia, the Supreme Judge. You know, there are three kinds of plants out there. You know, I love plants and I love herbs. You've got mullein. A mullein plant, when it's fully mature and everything, grows 6, 7, 8 feet tall. It has big, furry leaves on it. They look like lamb's ear leaves. And you can actually grind that up and smoke it like the Indians did and use it for tobacco. And there's also a plant called lamb's ear. And it looks just like mullein, more or less. But lamb's ear doesn't grow nearly as big, and you can definitely tell the difference when they become mature plants, but when they're just coming up out of the ground, they look the same. And what also looks the same like mullein and lamb's ear is foxglove. A foxglove plant looks just like lamb's ear and mullein when it begins to grow, but of course when it becomes mature, you can definitely tell that it's foxglove. And the foxglove plant, what they make from that is digitalis for people with hearts, bad hearts. Well, if you were to take the foxglove plant and ingest it, you would have a heart attack, and they'd never trace where it came from. And that's how I think the judge got it.
Really? Okay. Hey, that's interesting. Hey, I didn't hear that theory yet, but hey, that was interesting. But listen, Joe, I got Mike. I got Mike out there who wants to chip in tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And I got Mike out in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Mike. I got you. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Yeah, if you know, I guess I've been a Trump supporter since the start. But I was waving a little bit between Trump and maybe Huckabee. You know, I want somebody in there that's well, it's not afraid to tell it the way it is. And you know, it's just like,
well,
Obama.
Mike, Huckabee's no longer in the race. So
I know he isn't. I know he isn't. It's like Obama. He didn't go to this federal judge's funeral. you know, and it's like, first of all, you know, he's not even American. I mean, he's just so sad, you know. I mean, I'd rather pull somebody off the streets of New York in an alley and put him in there and say, okay, you're the president, then what do we have now? I mean, it's so sad that we have somebody that, you know.
Well, Mike, we all know now for 7 years that Obama is not an American, but look, what's come of it? Nothing. Nobody can get close to the guy. You know, we talk about Joe and Mary, he's informed. We had the caller before him that's out in Nevada where we're going to have the next election process, and he's going to have his ears to the ground. He's going to check back in with us on Thursday, which is great. And I hope, when they come to Wisconsin, you'll keep us informed, too, of what's going on out there, because I know you got your ears to the ground. But and that's what's important. It's an information war out there. It's important to wake people up. And like Joe was talking about, they're going to vote for Hillary just because she's a woman. And maybe people will vote for Trump because they're angry. That's right. But I said in the beginning, you're damn right we are. We're sick and tired of seeing our country flushed down the toilet. And you've stated this many times, Mike, in the past when you called in, because, you know, you're a supporter of this show. But when it comes time to vote, you say you have maybe second thoughts, but you're going to support Trump, right?
Right.
And why?
Right.
And why, though? Why? What, and are you just doing it just to do it, to be a follower?
No.
Or are you doing it because you honestly believe he's the man that can really turn things around?
I'm doing it because, first of all, I like it that he's self-funding his own campaign. That's the way any type of government employee thing should work. If you want to become a senator, you know, use your own money. Or make the contributions so low that you don't have this billionaire sitting in California, you know, funneling you $150 million like they do to Hillary, you know. And
well, they actually have to do that off on the side in private back room deals, because I believe the maximum amount you can donate is like $250, you know, out in the open. But yeah, under the table at those private dinners where it's $1,000 a plate to go eat with these guys, yeah, you're right. I understand what you're saying, but go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, you know, Trump's using his own money. For me, in my mind, that puts him up another step on the ladder than the ones that are, you know, begging the special interests or the PACs or whatever. You know, second of all, I like Trump because, well, first of all, he's not as scared to tell you the way it is. And, you know, the only thing bad about that is, you know, there is a time where you hold your tongue. And I guess either he's going to have to learn that or he's going to...
Well, you know, hey, Mike, you know what? I got to disagree with you there. I believe he, you know what, I'm a guy that says what he wants to say and has to say, and a lot of people throughout my life have ridiculed that. What would you rather me be, a phony and stab me in the back later on, or do you want to know what I'm all about in the beginning? Take me the way I am, or
no? I'm for the people that you know. If you're gonna ask me a question and you don't want to hear the answer because I'm gonna tell you the way it is, then don't ask me. You know.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Trump, I guess. I mean, I see a little bit of, you know, the American spirit in him. You know, granted, he's a billionaire, he's a businessman. You know, he probably had to step on some toes to get where he is, okay? But, you know, I guess that's business, you know?
That's right. And he's always said that, and you know that for a fact. He said, I'm a businessman. And, you know, in the world of business, hey, it's eat or get eaten. You know, big fish always eat little fish. That's an old maxim of law. And that's the business world. But now he's in the politician's type of world, and he's still living the same way, and I respect that. Because, hey, what'd he do when they tried slandering him? He came right back at him. You want to start talking junk about me? Let's talk about 9/11, you know? Let's talk about Clinton, how he's a rapist. You know, it's you know, they shut up real quick.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so he's got a lot, you know.
You're right, Joe. He brought up stuff that other ones would say, well, I'm not going to say that because, you know, it's not the right thing to say, you know, or whatever. But
yeah.
He did say it, and that's why a lot of them are afraid to attack him.
And Mike, just so people know that are listening, because I know I got a lot of people on the line tonight, and I hope more people want to call in, because like I said, I always give everyone the floor to say what they got to say, and when they're done saying what they got to say, then by all, you know, I give everyone ample amount of time to get their point. We're not going to we're not Fox News where we have to break in 30 seconds for a commercial, and that's what's great about alternative media. But Mike, you're a former dairy farmer in the 1980s out in Wisconsin. Today, in 2016, what's the status of your small dairy farm out there in Wisconsin today? From what you see or from people you know, what's the status?
It's depending on what commodity that you're farming for. If you're a crop farmer, okay, you're doing okay, I would say. You know, the prices in the stock market and everything are basically high enough that, you know, you can eke out a living, and plus the gas prices are so low, and, you know, that's where, you know, you spend a lot of your money. But, you know, if you're a dairy farmer, and even if you're a pig farmer nowadays, you'd just skimp and then get along, you know, because, you know, like out here in Wisconsin, they have sales in the paper almost every week. You know, a gallon of milk was $1.75 a gallon this morning, you know, at the grocery store.
Wow.
And, you know, in Connecticut, it's probably $4, you know?
Yeah.
And
here, down here in North Carolina, it's $3.95 for a gallon of milk, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if that compares to you, but down here in North Carolina, the main commodity is the hog farmer, and they're in big trouble here. They feed 20 million North Carolinians every year, the hog farmer in North Carolina, and they're up in arms because they can't make a living down here anymore. And, you know, we forget about the American farmer. They're the backbone of this country. We all need food to survive, right?
Well, and plus, like here in Wisconsin, we got Patrick Cudahy. And we have Jones Farms, and they're two huge pig or hog, you know, commodity slaughterhouses. And both of them this year were bought by China.
I didn't know that. Now, wait a second. They're bought by China. Now, who runs those farms? The Chinese? How does this work? Tell me. Educate me on this.
I'm not 100% sure on who runs them. I would take that the Chinese are probably letting the people that ran them before run them now, because what they have done, which I see in the ag papers and everything, is basically about 55 to 60% of all bacon, ribs, things like that that were made for here in the United States are being quickly shipped over to China.
Wow. So what does the United States benefit from this, from the Chinese purchasing these farms? Do we get are we blackballed and have to, are doubled the price because of this? Most of it's exported now.
Right, but look at the cost of bacon in the last 5-6 months. You know, out here it was $2.49. You know, a package, and now it's up to $7.99. You know, and we got two of the biggest slaughterhouses or producers, you know, in the country, in our state.
Wow.
Just 20, 30 miles from me.
Wow.
And, you know.
Hey, Mike, while I got you on the line, because I know you, I don't think you participated that night, or you did, but I got a message from the former Prime Minister of Canada. They want to do an update show in the next couple months, if you remember correctly, on, I believe it was February 1st, we broadcasted We had David Kelleher, the former Prime Minister of Canada, and then we had Mitch from, he's one of the lead attorneys to the United States Embassy in China, where we talked about the torture camps in China. And that was, you know, I bring this up because that was one of my best shows that I've done, where we had the former President of Canada on this show, and we had over 23,000 downloads of that show within the first 3 days. And I want to know your opinion real quick, because I wanted to ask one of the callers who was on. You were on that night, correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And that was a topic you're not well educated in. Maybe a lot of people that are listening tonight, they're like, what the hell is he talking about? Well, we were talking about organ harvesting. And we brought, and somebody brought up the fact, something about Planned Parenthood, if there's any connection with Planned Parenthood and this organ harvesting. And we're going to be investigating that also, if there was some sort of connection. But, you know, they said the main problem is there in China, where people are, you know, imprisoned, or people that are elderly and they're dying, and they actually, you know, murder them. They steal their organs and they sell them. And you brought up a question. Now I'm looking back at it, at that show, and you asked a question about, you know, well, what about if I was sick and I needed a liver or a heart transplant? Is that wrong? And I believe, you know, the former prime minister said, no, if it's done legally and it's regulated, then by all means. But I want to touch up on that. What was your real, what was, because somebody emailed me a question about that. That's why I'm bringing it up. What was your intention on that question? Were you saying, like, if you had heart disease or you had a heart attack that you needed a heart transplant, would it be okay then to purchase a heart? Or would it, you know, how would you go about that? Because these hearts, where are they coming from? Are they ripped out of people's bodies that are imprisoned? Or these people that donated organs when they died? Was that your question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, you know, since they're going to try to abolish what's going on over there in China and everything, you know, that, you know, when you get a driver's license, you know, you sign up as a donor, you know,
yeah,
which means that, you know, if you have an accident and your liver is healthy or your, you know, kidneys are healthy, you know, you can donate them to, you know, to a organ bank, or I don't know what it's called, but, you know, and then those, your organs can be used in somebody that definitely needs one. And you know how government works, you know?
Yeah, I understand. No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I received a lot of emails and questions about that show, and they're like, well, if people need the organs, well, wait a second here. People need the organs. It doesn't mean you go kill somebody in China and rip the organs out of their body, throw them in the ground. And just because you need the organ over here in America, that makes it right. And that was,
you know,
what I was trying to clear up.
Yeah. And another thing, if you want to think about it just a little more, you know, the gentleman that was talking about that says, you know, they got, you know, these people starving to death in these, I don't know what you want to call, concentration camps or whatever, you know, that they organize the organs for, from.
Yeah.
Who wants a liver out of somebody that's, you know, 80 pounds, you know?
Well, Mike, they don't know that, you know. This is an illegal business. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. And, well, we know the Chinese government, they're the biggest threat to our economy today. And, you know, and this should be investigated, but yet they won't investigate it.
And what presidential person that's running for office tells us that almost every other day?
No, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
Do you hear any of the other ones even picking up, you know, a crumb of what he's saying and saying, yeah, he's right, you know, China, blah, 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 blah. None of them. They don't talk about that at all. They don't talk.
Yeah.
They don't talk about building. Is any of them talk about building the wall? No, none of them have.
Well, you're absolutely
correct.
He talks about he's going to make Mexico pay for it. All they do is ridicule him. You're damn right. They should make Mexico pay for it. You know, and he's the one that brought up this immigration problem. And we say, well, you know, they have a right to come into this country to search for a free life and search for something better. You're absolutely correct. Everyone does, just like the Italians, the Irish, the Jews and everyone else who came into this country. However, they did it legally. They didn't be smuggled over here on a boat, okay, and lie their way over here to achieve what they achieved in our country over the years, okay? So that, you know, we're talking liberals. There's no arguing with a liberal. There's no getting through to a liberal, and there's just no answer. I've argued with liberals on this show, and it doesn't matter how many facts you throw at them. Once you beat them in an argument, they start calling you names. And you even see that in the national media, which I try not to pay too much attention to because it's filled with so many lies. But anyway, Mike, thanks for participating. You got anything else you want to say tonight before I start getting ready to wrap it up?
No, I don't. But, you know, I'm still trying to talk to my sister about maybe talking about health conditions of the elderly. But I haven't.
We've been trying to do this for the past couple of weeks. But your sister is an expert on that topic we talked about a few weeks ago with Alzheimer's and dementia. And what's the progress on that? Trying to get her on this show, because that would be great to get her if she's that knowledgeable.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to get older, and I know she's a busy person. I mean, you know. But like I say, you gotta.
I understand, Mike. I understand. I understand. Yeah. Don't worry. Hey, Mike. Anyway, keep trying to get a. Listen, she can have a slot on this show anytime. You need to tell her that. All she has to do is contact me, email me, contact me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, or call in during the show hours. And that goes for anyone out there that's listening tonight. You know, if you have a story or an important topic you want to share on this show, hey, everybody gets their chance to say what they got to say. This is a worldwide show. We have international callers calling in. We have many, many people all around the country that are listening tonight. So if you have something you want to talk about or share, all you have to do is contact me. But we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. And for those who called in tonight, thank you. And I look forward for that caller to call in on Thursday. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we're covering this topic. So I will really, really appreciate if he does give me a call back Thursday evening, 6 p.m. And I thank him for calling in and being a man of his word, because he said he wanted to check in with me tonight. I did see his message on InfoWars. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And everyone who participated tonight, thank you very much. God bless. Take care. I hope to hear from you Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay, there is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation tonight. I really appreciate it. Without you, there is no show. Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have a story or have something to say or talk about, call me, 657-383-0616. Press 1. I will make sure you are connected so everyone else can hear you and you can have your say. I am not like other blog talk shows where I censor you or edit your conversation or I want to know what you're going to talk about. This is a 100% live show. Thank you. God bless. Everyone take care.